If you've ever felt like you're walking around with your emotional skin turned inside out, especially when you see unfairness happening around you, this episode is for you. We're talking about ADHD and justice sensitivity, why your righteous anger might actually be your business compass trying to alert you to something important. Hey, boss. It's your neurodivergent navigator, Diane Wingert. And today's topic is one of those lesser-known traits that accompany the ADHD operating system. Before we go any further, let me be crystal clear about something. This is not about politics. It's about psychology, business strategy, and how our ADHD brains process the world around us. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's figure out how to turn your sensitivity to injustice into a strategic advantage instead of a constant source of overwhelm. Let's start with the basics, shall we? I mean, what the hell is justice sensitivity? What does it have to do with ADHD, and why should you even care? Well, justice sensitivity is not about being overly emotional, although I'm sure many of you have been told that before. It's actually a measurable psychological trait that researchers have been studying for years. People with high justice sensitivity have a heightened response to unfairness, even when it doesn't directly affect them. They notice power imbalances, moral inconsistencies between what people say and what they do, and systems that seem designed to screw people over. Sound familiar? Now, here's where it gets really interesting for those of us with ADHD brains. We're already wired for intensity, right? I mean, we don't do anything halfway, including our sense of right and wrong. Or in my snarky way of saying things, it's either full ass or no ass. I mean, we're almost incapable of half-assing anything, including our emotions. Like the proverbial canary in the coal mine, we're more sensitive to our environment and everything in it. You can think of it like having a smoke detector that's calibrated to go off at the first whiff of trouble, while neurotypical brains might need a full-blown fire to notice something's wrong. There are a few reasons why ADHD and justice sensitivity seem to go hand in hand. First, emotional dysregulation amplifies our response to injustice. When we see something unfair, we don't just think, oh, that's not right. We feel it in our entire body. Our all-or-nothing thinking makes us see issues in black and white with very little gray area on top of that. And if you are rejection sensitive, which many of us are, you are already acutely tuned in to exclusion and discrimination, both toward yourself and others. Throw in our executive functioning challenges, which make it harder to turn off our emotional responses, and you've got a recipe for feeling like you are carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. Research backs this up as well. Studies have shown that people with ADHD are more likely to have strong reactions to perceived injustice, and we're more likely to take action when we see something wrong, even when it's not our fight. So if you've been wondering why you just can't mind your own business when you see unfairness, now you know. It's not a character trait. It is literally how your brain and mine are wired. Now that we understand what we're dealing with, let's talk about how this plays out when you're trying to run a business, because spoiler alert, it's complicated AF. Let me start with the good news, because there actually is some. Your justice sensitivity can be a genuine strength in business, even though you may be feeling quite challenged these days. First, you're going to make more values-driven decisions. You're less likely to compromise your principles for profit, which means you will build a business with actual integrity. Your brand messaging is going to be authentic because your passion for fairness translates into genuine content that people can feel. Your sense of injustice will often spark innovation as well. Some of the best business ideas come from seeing a problem and thinking, there has got to be a better way. And you're going to build real communities because people are drawn to businesses that stand for something meaningful. But you knew there was a but coming, right? Here are some serious vulnerabilities that come along with this too. Every business decision can be a moral referendum when you're highly justice sensitive. Should I work with this client whose values don't align with mine? Is it ethical to charge premium prices when other people are struggling? Can I even promote my services when there are bigger problems in the world? This kind of decision paralysis can be completely destabilizing. You also might find yourself struggling with client relationships when their values don't match yours. Maybe they make an offhand comment that reveals some bias, or they want you to help them with something that feels ethically iffy to you. Your ADHD brain is going to latch on to that inconsistency, and suddenly you just can't focus on anything else. And can we be honest? Constantly processing societal injustices while trying to run a business is freaking exhausting. Your brain is already working overtime just managing your ADHD symptoms. Add in the mental load of every unfair thing you see happening in the world, and you are going to burn out faster than a candle in a hurricane. There's also the boundary issue. When you're sensitive to injustice, it's just so easy to take on everybody else's fights instead of or in addition to focusing on your own sense of purpose. You see a cause that needs support, and suddenly you're organizing fundraisers instead of finishing your legitimate client work. And can we just address the elephant in the room? If you're in the United States right now, you're watching programs being eliminated, rights being stripped away, and maybe feeling like the world's gone completely backwards. Your ADHD brain is probably in overdrive. And friend, this is not being dramatic. This is your justice sensitivity responding to legitimate threats to human rights and human dignity. Your nervous system doesn't distinguish between a saber-toothed tiger and systemic oppression, and neither does mine. Threat is threat, and an ADHD brain will react accordingly. But here's what I want you to understand. Feeling overwhelmed by injustice doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. And more specifically, it makes you a human with a brain that's wired to notice when things aren't right. So how do we work with this brain of ours instead of trying to tame it, tone it down, or fight against it? I'd like you to think of your justice sensitivity like a lighthouse. It's supposed to guide ships, your business decisions, safely to shore, not blind every passing vessel with its intensity. The key is learning when to adjust the high beam. Here is my three-part framework for managing this. First, audit your outrage. Not every single injustice needs to become your business battle. Now, I know that sounds harsh, but hear me out. You and I both have limited time, energy, and resources, and if we try to fight every frickin' fight, we'll be effective at none of them. Now, before you dive into a cause, try asking yourself, is this aligned with my core mission? Do I have the expertise to meaningfully contribute to this issue? Will engaging with this serve my ideal clients, or is it simply going to exhaust me and distract me from my actual work? This is not about being callous or indifferent, and it's definitely not about sticking your head where the sun doesn't shine and ignoring what's going on around us. It's about being strategic with our outrage. Next step, channel the fire. instead of just venting frustrations into the void, transform that righteous energy into something productive for your business. Create content that educates rather than just rants. Develop services that address systemic problems within your niche. Form partnerships with organizations that are already doing the heavy lifting on issues you care about. Model the change you want to see through your business practices and talk about it loudly and proudly. For example, if you're pissed off about pay inequality, maybe you become transparent about your own pricing policies and help other entrepreneurs do the same. If accessibility issues fire you up, make sure your own business is genuinely accessible and lead others to do the same. And third, protect your resources. Your business can't survive if you're constantly in crisis mode. You need to set some boundaries, even if your ADHD brain resists them. Here's something I've tried. It might sound ridiculous, but just give it a try. Set designated outrage hours versus business focus time. Seriously, I'm not kidding. Schedule it. So for example, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., you're working on client projects. Then from 11 to 11:30, you can scroll through the news, scroll through your social media feed, feel appropriately horrified, have a little rant and rave, and then get back to work. Limit your news consumption. I know how hard this is, especially with ADHD brains that crave stimulation. And right now, my beloved hometown, Los Angeles, is on fire. But a 24/7 injustice feed is going to fry your nervous system. So create clear criteria for which causes get your business involvement. Write them down because you will forget. When something comes up that makes you want to drop everything and join the fight, check your criteria first. If you need to post it somewhere real obvious, like your bathroom mirror or the front of your refrigerator or your dashboard, do that because it's too important to miss this one. Now, here's where we flip the script. Instead of seeing your justice sensitivity as something you need to manage or overcome, I invite you to consider it a strategic advantage. Think of it as your compass, not your map. It should inform your direction, but not dictate every single turn you make like a GPS. Use it to define your lane. What specific aspect of justice or fairness does your business address? Don't try to solve everything. Pick your corner of the world and dominate it. Are you the person who helps service providers create ethical pricing structures? Or are you the consultant who specializes in building truly inclusive team cultures? Are you the coach who helps people navigate career changes while staying true to their values? Use it to attract your people. Clients who share your values will pay premium prices to work with someone who truly gets it. In this way, your justice sensitivity becomes a client magnet, not a business liability. When you are ever so clear about what you stand for, you attract people who want to work with someone who has actual principles. And trust me, it sure seems like that's something in short supply these days. Use it to create differentiation. In a world of bland messaging and businesses that really stand for nothing, having actual convictions makes you memorable. One of the things I promise my clients is that we will collaboratively create a standout, sought-after business that doesn't burn them out. You want to stand out? Use your values to create differentiation. Your justice sensitivity gives you an edge and a perspective that your competitors probably don't have, and if they do, they're not talking about it. Let me give you some practical ways to apply this. In your service offerings, how can you help other business owners navigate these same issues? Maybe you create a workshop on values-based decision-making, or you offer consulting or creating inclusive business practices. In your content strategy, what injustices in your industry need calling out? Are there common practices that are harmful but normalized? Your justice sensitivity makes you the perfect person to shine a light on these issues. I often talk about what's wrong in the mental health and coaching worlds because I have spent plenty of time in each of them and I have lots to say about it. For partnership opportunities, who else is fighting the good fight in complementary ways? Instead of trying to do everything yourself, find your allies and collaborate. And in your business model, can you build financial sustainability while maintaining your values? Maybe you implement a sliding scale pricing structure, or you're donating a percentage of your profits to causes you care about, or you prioritize working with businesses that share your commitment to fairness. Right now, it might just feel like we're all just trying to survive the next 4 years. I get it. But your ADHD justice sensitivity isn't just about reacting to what's happening. It's about building something better. I want you to think about these questions. What would a truly just version of your industry look like? How can your business be a small-scale model of the change you want to see in the world? What systems in your own business might need re-examining for fairness? How can you support others without burning yourself out in the process? That is a fairness issue too. And this is where your long-term thinking comes in. Yes, you need to respond to immediate crises, but you also need to lay the groundwork for the future you want to see. That's what keeps our sense of purpose and our hope alive. And here's your permission slip. You don't have to save the world to run a successful business. Let me repeat that because I know some of you need to hear it again. You don't have to save the world to run a successful business. But if injustice makes your ADHD brain go haywire, and it probably will, ignoring it is not sustainable either. The goal is integration, not elimination. You want to weave your values into your business in a way that enhances rather than undermines your success. Ready for some action steps and key takeaways? Let's get concrete. First, name it to tame it. Start recognizing when your justice sensitivity is activated versus when you're just in normal business mode. They can coexist, but it really helps to be aware of which one is driving at any given moment. Second, pick your battles. Not every fight is your fight, but some definitely are. Get clear on which ones align with your mission and your expertise. Third, use it as fuel. Let your sense of fairness inform your business practices and your business strategy. It's not a distraction from your work. It can be the very foundation of it. Fourth, set boundaries. Protect your energy so that you can fight the fights that truly matter to you, the people you care about, and your business. And fifth, find your tribe. Connect with other values-driven entrepreneurs who understand what it's like to care this much. You are not alone in this. Your justice sensitivity isn't a bug in your ADHD operating system. It's a feature. But like any powerful tool, it needs to be wielded with intention. In times like these, the world desperately needs businesses run by people who give a damn about fairness, equity, and doing right by others. Just make sure you're building something sustainable while you're busy giving that damn. And if you need a call to action because you're one of those people who gives a damn about the fact that girls with ADHD lag decades behind boys in being identified and treated, you can become part of an organization that I am a proud, committed partner of. Find the ADHD Girls. There's a link in the show notes to get more information and to sign up to become a part of it. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for being a good human, and I'll catch you next time.